Lots of Skywatchers circle mid-August on their calendars because they look forward to seeing the year's best-known meteor shower, the Perseids. For North Americans, prime viewing will probably be very late on Thursday, August 12th, and early Friday morning, the 13th. From a very dark site far from city lights, you might see about one meteor per minute that night after midnight. You won't see as many earlier in the evening or if light pollution is a problem. And don't fret if it's cloudy. This shower lasts for a few days, so you can watch for them the night before or afterward. During a meteor shower, you typically see more shooting stars than normal because Earth is crossing the orbit of a comet. For the Perseids, it's the one called Swift-Tuttle. Over the centuries, all the particles shed by this comet have become scattered along its orbit, and every August, we plow right through them. These meteors are called the Perseids because in the sky, they all seem to radiate from the direction of the constellation Perseus, which rises in the northeast about 10 p.m. The higher Perseus gets in the sky in the hours before dawn, the more meteors you'll see. But the few that show up just after Perseus rises can be especially long and pretty. Now, you don't need to look at this radiant point to see lots of meteors. The best direction to watch is wherever your sky is darkest, usually straight up. So get comfortable on a reclining chair or just lie back on a blanket. You'll always see more meteors when there's no competition from a bright moon, and our skies will be moon-free during this year's display.